For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center at the East End of Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 170 variations of a bolt action rifle that is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch Camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake for only $499.95. Randy's Hunting Center can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, offers custom sight in service, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Visit the website randyshuntingcenter.com and check out their Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the East End of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Deer hunting season may be short, but car deer accident season is year-round, so you need to keep the Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick Body Shop on speed dial. There's no need to call anyone else. They can pick you up and even bring a loaner with their own tow truck. Their certified body and paint technicians use OEM parts and the latest environmentally friendly techniques and paints. They work with all insurance companies and service all makes and models. That's at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Savewing, where you can buy or lease a brand new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Harbor Beach leads Sandusky at the half, 6-0, as we're about ready to start the second half, about 2 minutes away, so we go through our other area scores. In eight-player football, Morris leads Flint International at the end of the first quarter, 37-0 there. Own Gage at halftime, leading Akron Fairgrove on homecoming night, 40-0. Deckerville at the end of, sometime in the first quarter, was leading North Huron, 12-0. In 11-player football, Lakers leads at the half over Memphis, 20-0. Thank you to Paul Scadden, who's feeding us updates from Laker country. There, Lakers leading 20-0 on homecoming in Lakers. Carroll leading Bad Axe 14-0. I thought, was this 14-0 or 14-6?
It might have been 14-6.
14-6, Carroll leading Bad Axe at the half. USA and Vassar, it's USA 16, Vassar 6. Cass City 22 over Reese 7. Brown City 14, KPAC 7. End of the first quarter, Ubley 20, Marlette 0. And the game in front of us, Harbor Beach 6, Sandusky 0.
I told you that. We were talking about that Carroll Bad Axe game. Watch out for Carroll. They're the sneaky team this week. Head coach, they brought their AD in to replace their coach, and Coach Bitzer there, he's got them scoring some points, and he's even shored up the defense a little bit too,
it's
looks like.
14-8 at halftime.
14-8, good.
Carroll leads Bad Axe by 6 points at the half. Of course, Bad Axe trying to get into the playoffs. They would need a victory over Carroll to make that happen. Bad Axe sitting at 4-3 right now. With they play what, Cass City next week, or no? They play Ubley.
It's got to be Ubley.
Ubley,
I think.
Next week, yeah. So if if they don't beat Carroll this week, they'd have to beat Ubley to get in at 5-4 potentially in Division 7 playoffs.
Got to take advantage tonight. Then you got to make a comeback against Carroll, because that Ubley team, they're looking for some last minute playoff points too.
In our game here, though, Sandusky won the toss to begin the game. They elected to receive, so that gives Harbor Beach the ball in the second half. As the time of possession neck and neck, Harbor Beach 12 minutes, 41 seconds. Sandusky 11 minutes, 19 seconds for Sandusky. Harbor Beach had two drives. Sandusky had two. And that last drive of just 51 seconds to round out the first half. So really two drives each. One touchdown between the two teams, and the number two and number four best offenses in the Greater Thumb Conference.
Right, but also the number one and number four
defense.
Best defenses, and that they're the ones that are showing their true colors. But both teams really have slowed it down, ground and pound, looking for that 3 and 4 yards of play. Even Harbor Beach has played that game tonight, and they've done it better than Sandusky in the first half.
Sandusky goes for the onside kick, and it's brought in by number 42 for Hira Reach. That would be Ethan Hessling inside Sandusky territory. They're actually going to mark him down right at the 50-yard line. He brought it in the first hop and brought it in, and Hira Reach will have a short field to work with. 50-yard line at midfield, left or right across your radio.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they don't kick it deep and trust that highly rated defense of theirs, but apparently feels their offense needs another possession, trying to catch Harbor Beach sleeping, and not happening here on homecoming night. Harbor Beach will start the second half with the ball at midfield.
Facing the wind, coming out in the T formation, working off the left hash right at midfield, and off to Ethan Hessling. Came that left gap, gets around to the 45-yard line before he's stopped by the white jerseys of Sandusky. After a 5-yard gain, tackle made by number 26, DeLauren Wedge, defensive back for Sandusky. Second down, 5 to go from Sandusky's 45.
And right out of the gate, the guy who got one carry in the first half, Ethan Hessling, gets the ball right out of the gate in the second half in a nice gain. It started the drive. I mean, 5 yards, that's a really good start for a wing T offense. And that Sandusky defense still trying to figure out how to slow down this powerful Harbor Beach offense.
Second down and 5 for Harbor Beach inside Sandusky territory at the 45-yard line, 11-20. Looks like TV5 has made their way all the way over to the east side. Looks like they couldn't go any further, so they had to stop here. T formation working off that left hash. Hand off to Ethan Hessling again. Quarterback keeper Anderson has it. First down, leaps across the 35 and finally brought down at the 32-yard line for a big gain of 13 yards. Asuvia Mata brings him down on the shoestring. And we have a flag coming way back at the 42-yard line, away from the play. We'll see what this is. This could be a block in the back. It could be a hold. And it's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct against Sandusky.
It looked like the last guy to come off the pile was Brandon Puff, but I don't know from Sandusky who it was. But I don't know if they were tangling after the whistle or what, but I'm not sure. I missed that completely watching the play on the other side of the field, wherever that nonsense happened. It was away from the ball, but it's going to cost Sandusky 15 yards, and that is absolutely devastating as Harbor Beach, all the momentum now.
So a 13-yard gain on the keeper, plus 15 on the personal foul, puts Harbor Beach at Sandusky's 17-yard line in the T formation, working off the right hash, left or right across your radio on that right side. Anderson hands it off to Devin Puff, tries to push forward, has 3 jerseys all around him, and he's down to about the 16-yard line. Tackling was led by number 44, Brendan Duff, linebacker for Sandusky. When all said and done, 1-yard gain for Devin Puff, second down and 9 for the 16.
A hard-earned 1 yard at that. Devin Puff hit at the line of scrimmage, battling multiple Sandusky defenders before Brendan Duff is able to get some help there and tackle him down for a 1-yard gain. A chance now for Sandusky to possibly get a stop here and at least force Harbor Beach to have a 3rd down and 3 or 3rd down and 4. It's been easy going for the Pirates here tonight.
Second down and 9 from the 16 of Sandusky. 6-0 Harbor Beach leads, 10-10 left in the third quarter. Anderson surveys the prairie in the T formation. Hands it off to a quarterback keeper around the left side, has a defender on him, and whips him down back at the 24-yard line for a big 6-yard loss. That Zach Franzel brought him down in the backfield, and this will be a big loss. And for Harbor Beach, really just the second one of the night that is of negative yards on a play. 9:45 left in the third.
Yeah, quarterback read option there. He keeps it for himself. Not sure if it was designed or if it was his choice, but if it was his choice, he made the wrong one. Needed to hand that one off. Zach Franzel in the backfield almost instantly, and Michael Anderson unable to get around him or stiff arm him. Nice tackle for loss by Zach Franzel.
A loss of 8 on the play. Now sets up a 3rd down and 17 from the 23-yard line. They need to get all the way down to the 8. Spreading out wide, spread offense, 2 wide to the right. Anderson looking to pass, stays in the pocket, down to the corner of the end zone, overthrows his intended receiver. In the corner of the end zone, Nathan Seaman went through the fingertips of his hands and falls incomplete, and Harbor Beach is going to be forced to either bring out the field goal unit, chances are very low on that, or go for it on 4th and 17 from the 23-yard line.
You're going to see almost the exact same play. I'm not sure the ball's going to go to the same guy, but there's no reason to punt it here. You can't kick a field goal into the wind, even if you had a field kicker that kick it that far. They're going to throw it again and try to get a first down, but in this case for Harbor Beach, there's no big deal if it falls incomplete. You can't have a pick six here, but if it falls incomplete, no big deal. But I certainly see Coach Schelke letting Anderson throw it down the field Last one went to Nathan Seaman. Don't be surprised if Mason Yon gets targeted here.
Yon in the slot, Seaman out wide right, and they're rolling to the right. Anderson in trouble. Has a jersey around him, breaks free of that tackle, and he's going to be brought down for a loss way back at the 35-yard line. And then fourth.